of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know what? If you're having a lousy week, guess what? We're on the opposite side because we've gone over the hump. Woohoo! Isn't that the good news? Speaking of getting over a hump, right at the top, let's talk about this. It's the tug of war over the Bush tax cuts. The Senate passed the Democratic tax plan narrowly. Take a listen to the VP, Joe Biden.
The vote on this amendment is 51 yeas, 48 nays. The bill is passed.
All right, the bill is passed. But what does that mean? What it means is that right now, the way it sits, and this is just in the Senate because they held a couple of different votes, this means that if you make less than $250,000 a year, that the Bush tax cuts will still be there. If you make over that, you're going to have to pay for the deficits. You're going to have to step up to the plate, and you're going to have to pay. So the Republicans go wild over this issue, and the Democrats get what they wanted in the first place. But here's the thing. The way the two chambers work, I kind of feel like that Saturday morning cartoon, remember what a bill is? This is how a bill works. Well, the House says not so fast because this isn't what happens. We're in charge of the money side of things, so you can't do that. We have to do it first. We have to take the vote, and the vote isn't going to look anything like the Senate passing the tax plan that they passed. They completely rejected the Republican version of it. So what it is like is bickering sisters. It's like a version of Little Women, only there are men involved in this. And only your fate and mine is being held hostage because our legislative branch, frankly, affects our wallet. So you heard Biden there, and ultimately that was just the up or down vote. If you look at both sides of this, strategists who are not political say it's crap either way, that neither plan has a chance of passing both in the democratically controlled Senate and the Republican controlled House. So what are we doing here? What is this about? It's Taxmageddon. I love that word, Taxmageddon. Coming up on our next show, we're going to talk to somebody about, with this all hanging out there, what is it going to do for your taxes? Because really, neither plan is going to win full congressional approval. That means January 1st, get ready to pay more. Because I don't know that they're going to solve this. I don't think they're going to solve this. Rince Priebus, who is the Republican National Committee chairman, smashed the Democrats over their verbal heads for backing what he called a disastrous plan to raise taxes on small businesses and job creators while putting tax and spend agendas that they have ahead of creating jobs. So the president was quick to volley back and say, House Republicans are now the only people left in Washington holding hostage the middle class tax cuts for 98% of Americans. 98%. So it's the 2% that everybody's striving to be in. The 2%ers. As you can imagine, Senator Harry Reid, the Democrat, longtime Democrat from Nevada, and Senator Mitch McConnell have differing viewpoints on taxes and the Bush tax credits. Take a listen.
Republicans should not force middle-class families off their fiscal cliff to protect more wasteful giveaways to millionaires and billionaires.
This is not a serious piece of legislation because it's not going anywhere. And thank goodness it's not going anywhere because it would be bad for the economy.
All right, bad for the economy. Well, what's good for the economy? Why is it that we're only hearing what's not good for us? How about telling us what's good for us and the reasons why it's good for us? Does anybody get that? Is it like it's twisted in several different places and you have to somehow get the knots out? I mean, we've been digging this out for too long. Why are we still doing that? And it's so rare, too, to have an up and down vote. I mean, it's incredibly rare. So here we have an up and down vote on this, and it's more about who got airtime, since this isn't gonna hang. It's not gonna work. So expanding on what the president said, he says it's time for the House Republicans to drop their demands for another $1 trillion giveaway to the wealthiest Americans and give families and small businesses that security. But when you talk to small businesses, they say, what security are we getting? I don't understand what security. And then you can take this even further and say, why 250,000? Why is that the line of demarcation? And, you know, McConnell said a little bit more later, he likened what the Democrats did to extend the Bush tax rates for Americans earning less than the number I said, 250,000, to the now very controversial is the word I'm looking for. You didn't build that speech that President Obama made. Remember the whole thing about entrepreneurs. So he's maybe digging himself in pretty deep, maybe doing that. And, you know, like any legislative advancements that are ever pushed through in a Republican-controlled House, it's mostly symbolic. So the failure of the Republicans' Tax Prevention Act in the Senate sends the message to the House that it can't pass in both chambers. The ball is in the House's court as to whether they are willing to extend the tax breaks for just the middle class. Boy, talk about trying to set up class warfare. There's a prime example of it up close and personal. Man, I would think that some of you at least would not want to go in this direction. And I feel like we'll probably see some different version upon another different version. I think January 1st, all of this goes away and you got to pay through the nose, and then they're going to tell us it's retroactive, depressing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight, it is about the numbers, in fact, talking about the Bush tax cuts and what's going to happen there and what's going on with the legislature. And remember, all the House seats are up and a big chunk of the Senate seats are up, too. So you have a stake at this. It's power to the people. And trust me, the only way anything gets done is if you get politically active and it doesn't take much. In other words, what do people who are politicians care about? And what they care about is hanging on to their job to get reelected again. And with that in mind, you have a stake in it. Absolutely you do. And can make a huge difference. In the midterm elections last time around, remember the big shocker with so many who were backed by the Tea Party getting in. And bravo to the Tea Party, because they did start a movement where there was some clout there eventually in a very short amount of time, and it worked in some cases. It worked. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what's scary is food prices. And I know all of you can relate to this. This is one of the common denominators now. I've been to the grocery store probably in the last 2 weeks, four times. And every single time, no kidding, I'm friendly, absolutely. Something is approachable, so that's maybe why people strike up conversations. But all the conversations have been over, or at least the majority of them anyway, have been over what's going on with food. And the answer is the drought is just driving the cost of food through the roof. I mean, through the roof. And it's affecting 88% of the corn crop, which, how many of the foods do you eat that are processed? And please don't tell me none. Every time someone tells me none, I am on a healthy kick. It's not true, because there's something that's going to be processed. And the reason is because corn is so big, and animal feed is huge as well. And with the crops dying, that's what you're seeing. You're just seeing the little tip of the iceberg right now. The government does a forecast, and based on the consumer price index for food, it shows that prices would be 4 to 5% for beef next year, which means it's slightly lower increases for pork, eggs, and dairy, but not good. I mean, so far, really, 2012 is not the year of the shark. It's the hottest year ever recorded in the United States, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they've been keeping this info since 1895. So what are crops going to do? They're going to wither. Corn, soybeans, all that stuff is not going to make it through a drought. And it also is killing parts of infrastructure. You think of how key that is to many of the states, and highways in Texas and nuclear power plant in Illinois, runways and subways and all that stuff, and all the engineering of it. There's a big concern as to what's happening with the drought and what the impact is going to be on some of these farmers. Oh, remember, the impact of the weather on the farmers has new pressure on Congress to move ahead on a pending 5-year farm bill. But the House Republicans have been reluctant to act because of divisions within the party's rank and file about the cost of the nearly $1 trillion bill. So it is always about the money, isn't it? It is always about the money. Even when you think it's not, in some way, I guarantee it's about the money. It's about the money. All right, I'm going to throw out the numbers again, because Alan always says, you don't give out the numbers enough. I'm not used to the new numbers. They're not as new and shiny as they were before. I think it's been 3 or 4 months, actually, at least three. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. If you want to weigh in on a couple of things that we're talking about. I mean, what are you paying when you run to the grocery store? Are you making a couple of quick hits and then trying to get the staples where you can get a whole bunch of them so that you don't run out and have to run back to the store and hijack you even more with their price overloads? Yeah, no fun. No fun to see the pictures of the dead crops. I've seen them in my own backyard, but other people are starting to get a glimpse of what it's like and what a drought does, what a drought does when you're talking about corn for cattle, corn for humans, two different kinds, two big money makers, but not in an off year, We're going to see if it stays this way. The price for groceries is going to be so ridiculously high. I mean, so ridiculously high. Because there's such a shortage. If there's such a shortage, then that means they're looking for somebody with deep, 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 deep pockets to help. Deep pockets. Hey, lost in all of everything that's happened over the past couple of weeks, we devoted huge shows to this, we still don't have a VP for Mitt Romney. Although, supposedly, things may be very obvious as to who she is picking. But I'm going to or as to who Romney, rather, is picking. And I'm going to say, at this point, when we're speculating, it's as good as me throwing darts at a board. It's as good as me doing that to try to pick out what I think is actually going to be the choice, who's going to be on the undercard. All along, I felt that it was going to be Marco Rubio from Florida, and then I had too many people on the inside shoot me down on that one. And since then, other names have bubbled up. Condi Rice's name, for one, got a little life into the Republican Party because people were excited about the notion of Condi Rice being part of the whole thing, being the vice president, being there at the White House, the contrast of Romney to her, to Condi Rice, would be pretty severe. But it doesn't sound like she, in the end, that she really, really wants to do this. It's not looking that way. Everybody tells us to look at our friends in other places to compare what they have to what you have, meaning property and all that other stuff. And it's interesting because all the debates that I've been able to get my hands on and come across, boy, there is such negative conversation. I mean, there's so much negative back and forth. So if we apply this to the VP, Romney is now pushing for Rubio, I think thinking he can deliver for him the election, which, of course, it's a toss-up whether or not he's going to be chosen. Or maybe the governor, you know, maybe going in a different direction, Governor Paul Lente would be another one from Minnesota, St. Paul. But I'm not sure now. I mean, I was told originally on pretty good authority it was going to be, for sure, it was going to be Marco Rubio, the senator, the young senator from Florida. But now I'm not so sure, because how do you promise you're going to deliver a state and how do you end up doing it or not doing it? That's a big question. Join me as I come back with the numbers. Numbers is fun. How much are we up with food prices? Oh, I got a beat on that. Stay with us.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General
natural steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause, baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wild baby.
Devil. He's also been called the Joker, self-appointed Joker, and he's been called in other newspapers or in other airwaves the Eliminator, which is brutal that someone would call him that, the Lethal Hitmaker. I mean, come on, where are they coming up with this? So I bring this up because so many of you, after a few phone calls, have sent me notes about what you think the media should do, what you think the media should be doing in the case of Colorado, and that the situation, the tension has gotten worse instead of better, and the reason why is because so many people are sensationalizing the shooter, that the focus is on him and not so much the victims. And why is that? Why is the focus not on, you know, why is the focus on the psychopathic guy who went crazy in a movie theater and killed so many innocent people, including, you know, a 51-year-old father of two teenagers who, for goodness sake, was doing a great thing, bringing out his daughters to see the new Batman flick because they were excited, and he wanted to be the one to take them to it. So he took them to it, and he lost his life as a result of it. so awful. And there are tons of other stories like that, where a boyfriend helped a girlfriend and vice versa. The bottom line is the moving ahead into the future is the key. Where do we go? You know, where are we going from here? What is it as a nation? Where are we going? And it's scary to see, very scary to see what's happening with people and the arguments that people are, you know, are coming up with this whole thing with them. Look, the bottom line is, no matter what kind of conspiracy you try to come up with, no matter how you view through whatever lens it is, because we're all a little jaded, let's face it, whatever lens you're looking at this picture with, the key thing is now, this has been, you know, this happened on Friday, the really wee hours of Friday before the clock struck one even. So once the news started to come out and there was more to go on, I think with conspiracies, which is crazy, I mean, hey, I love a good conspiracy. I don't think there's any conspiracy here whatsoever. I really don't think so. Don't think so. And the sooner we realize that, the better as a nation. But much easier said than done. You know, we don't live in a world where everything is unicorns and rainbows and unlimited supplies of cheeseburgers, the kind where you don't gain any weight. It's just not realistic to think it. It's just not. Now, you might think I'm kind of all over the map on this. And in a way, you know, I am, because I have access to information and I'm looking at it, and some of it I'm looking at on the web like you. And then I'm trying to make that decision as to where I'm, you know, where I feel comfortable, where I'm headed with it. And speaking of being headed with it, the other thing that so often is talked about, especially here, is the Penn State football coach, Joe Paterno, Joe Pa, whose students just loved him. And one thing about his program, you had to get grades or you couldn't be in his program. So then, how ironic, everything that happens, a four-year bowl ban, list of 40 scholarships, $60 million fine, and taking the wins against Joe Paterno off the table. So anybody who played for those teams, they would be in the same boat, theoretically, not really, but theoretically. And, wow, I mean, just how awful is that? Oh, how awful. And you still have Graham Spanier, denying there's any kind of a cover-up claim. In a letter to the trustees, he details his defense and evokes his defense, too, saying it's unfathomable and illegal to think that a respected family sociologist and family therapist, someone who personally experienced massive and persistent abuse as a child, would have knowingly turned a blind eye or you know, to report child abuse or any other response of a child that would be deemed abuse. And it's like I said, it's terrible to think about that, but every time something happens, we have to re-rack our lives accordingly. And this is what we're doing now because of Aurora, Colorado. It's time to rearrange the deck chairs a bit. And people have to just be more personally involved and aware of what is happening. The more they're aware, the better chances the much better chances you have of survival in some of these situations if you're in another confined space. So here you have Spanier saying, well, that's not true, and he wouldn't have knowingly hurt a child at all. At all. And I think the worst thing with DISD, which is the school district in Texas, loosely comparing it to somebody covering up the adventures at Penn State, is that somebody doesn't just come forward in either case. And in the case of Jopa, he should have known better. And this is right in the middle, smack dab in the middle of all the problems with the, you know, all the problems that they're having. So, I don't, you know, it makes no sense. It makes no sense unless some of that abuse wasn't really there. If that was the case, that's completely different. Hey, I mentioned the astronaut Sally Ride, who was the first woman to go into orbit, and what a huge sort of celebrity before her time she was. And pancreatic cancer, boy, of all the cancers, and here's another one of those, oh, not can you top this story, but I'm sure everybody out there has some kind of story about a grandmother, a mother, a father, a grandfather, and something so twisted that you would think it wouldn't be as common, but unfortunately it is, and that's of all the possible potential rip-offs, that may be the worst of all. That's why one of the things that we're going to talk about on our next show is Taxmageddon. I love that word, Taxmageddon. So in Taxmageddon, we'll throw it all together and see what comes out on the other end. If you ask anybody about taxes, I don't think I've ever heard anybody, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, oh, thank me, sir, can I have another? I think taxes is such a bad word for so many people and leaves such a negative connotation that nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants sulking. Nobody wants to have it come down to that, have it come down to the tug of war at all. Hey, if you want to throw in, you can certainly do that. I don't want this to be a monologue by any stretch. I know some of you have at least had one eye open or partial eye. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. You got to make it snappy if you want to weigh in, because we're rapidly approaching our last segment. So if you want to do that, let your fingers do the talking, because good luck trying to find some other device. If you leave the, you know, I thought about this today. If you leave the phone behind, you also leave the computer. You also leave instant messaging unlimited. And that's the way it is. And which direction are you opting for? That's what you have to ask yourself. I'm giving out these dang digits. I know someone's out there. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get your fantasy. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, a couple of quick reminders from America tonight. On our next show, so excited, the Olympics are on Friday, opening ceremonies from London. A lot of you that don't even like sports watch the Olympics because it's that whole American pride thing that's, you know, that we're excited about, that people who have overcome certain things or people who are just incredible athletes have killed themselves, in a sense, physically and maybe mentally, too, to get to the position where they're the best that we have, from basketball, yes, basketball, even though they're pros, from, and that would be five shows, from basketball to swimming to volleyball and everything in between. The best that we have to offer going up against the world's best. And the dominance factor is huge for so many people. To be the best is, you know, winning is everything. Isn't that the old saying? So we want to see people win from the U.S. Of course we do. How many medals will our Americans win? The analysts that I've read say about 108, somewhere in the neighborhood of 108, could be less, could be a little bit more. Will it be enough to overall win the games? I'd be surprised if the U.S. doesn't win the games, but stranger things have happened, so it's not a layup. Here's the rules. Just for fun, I'm going to give them to you. Quick thumbnail sketch. In our third hour, I'll say it again. That's when we're doing the contest. I got a ton of emails about this. Like playing the lottery, you randomly just pick the number you think the overall number. And if you want to weigh in with the gold and the bronze and the silver, or the silver and the bronze, really, that's how you can do it. You can do it that way, too. So you could give me, theoretically, four guesses as to what you think is going to happen with the Americans. And that's in our very next show. Also next week, we're going to have a special on... We're going to be talking about everything, of course, as always, but we're going to have a few segments on guns because the political hot, heated debate is over guns again and banning assault rifles or taking handguns completely out of the hands of everyday citizens and just letting them take their chances being unarmed if they're specifically very cautious about what they do and how they store the weapon and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, I'll say it again. I've said it for a 100th time. I know that there are dead horses running around the studio, but let me say it again. If you have a gun, what's the most important thing? So many of you who have written me notes, you get it. You're smart. This is a smart, fun audience. It is. I mean, bravo to all of you. We need responsible gun owners, not people who, whoops, I left it out one time, and at the time my child started spinning it around in the air. The locking it up properly, storing it properly, cleaning it properly, and most important, knowing how to use it, knowing when to use it. And I think there's people who like the idea of the protection of getting the gun, but in the end, they're not prepared for what they would have to do if they have to use the gun. So you can't, I'm going to say, foul on getting a gun. It's not like getting a pair of shoes. It's not like getting a new car. It's not like anything else. Don't throw the gun around and not know how to use it, not know what you're doing. Peace of mind goes a long way, but peace of mind can work both ways. And the other way, the problematic thing is if, I mean, the problematic thing is not doing it correctly in the first place. If you have to make the move, if someone does something to you, invades your space, breaking into your house, you need to react. And you need to react in a split second. That split second could save your life or end your life. If anything that we got out of the Colorado, sadly, got out of the Colorado situation is you just don't know when something, and hopefully never, ever in your lifetime, but you just don't know if something horrific could happen. And you just happen to be in the wrong place, so then it's a matter of survival. It's your survival instincts. Will they kick in high gear? What would you do in the situation? And it's not a bad question to seriously ask yourself in a crowded lunch/restaurant. You know, there's a million places now where you wait. How far until you're over the top? I mean, how far until that's completely enough? And that's where you stop, well before the line. And then it goes to the invader, goes to the situation, the circumstance, and the comfort level of the gun. I'll say it again. If you're not comfortable with it, it doesn't matter. If somebody buys you a gun, tells you how wonderful you are and that you can protect yourself, you can't protect yourself if you don't know how to use it. All right, also back by popular demand, we're going to have our trivia sections again. And I think it's because everybody likes to try to guess, even if they're way off base. So we'll make sure we breathe new life into that sucker as well. And I was talking about the Penn State situation just a short while ago, in fact, in our last segment, and the hit that the Lions have taken, Paterno losing out on the what was important to him, the winningest coach of all time. Not any longer. He can't claim that. And I wonder if it gets to the point where they decide they're just going to go with something generic and take the names off. Because I was surprised when I read it that the clout was very much there for sure, or there would have been no help asked. And, you know, normally we do a segment called We Can Count, and it's so much about the numbers, and the number that I saw that is just staggering is that Jose Paterno lost 111 victims. Eddie Robinson moves to lock. And there are other things attached to that, too, like bring a knife if you don't have a gun. At least do something. At least do something that won't be complete overkill. And if they had gotten a death sentence, it would have been a death sentence to anyone, to anybody in the listening audience that's actually listening to us. Good morning. Hello, and I'm glad you're with us here on America Tonight. I know the feeling. You're getting up and you're sluggish. If you're starting your day, if you have a couple hours left but you couldn't sleep, you're anxious to take a chunk of that as well. A couple of quick emails in a mini version of the mailbag I'm going to rifle up for you. Sarah, Jake, and John all say, what's the scariest ride that you've ever been on? And that's a tough question. I'm going to say the probably Wildwood by the Sea. How's that for an answer? I know. I got to think about it a little bit more. You might have a better answer than mine. I want to hear yours. Send it to AmericaTonight.net.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.